This is Jason Vitello here. I have kids myself, and it's really sad to know that we have to have these conversations, but we do. And some advice I have for parents with children is to absolutely allow them to talk about what it is that they're feeling and what they're experiencing. Let them feel what they're feeling and let them share it with you. Let them articulate their concerns. Kids are typically very concerned with fairness, and they want to know about why something happened or whose fault it was. But listen to the best of your ability. Sticking to routines, kids need structure and routines, especially when things feel chaotic and uncertain. So make sure you stick to those as much as you can and give them a way to take action, right? Whether that's writing letters or just researching different ways to get involved. But I think it starts with talking and listening. I think we have a tendency to avoid conversations that make us feel uncomfortable, which can just lead to further discomfort and confusion and fear for our kids. And then all of us have traveled by plane for the most part. We all recall those pre-flight instructions in the event that the cabin loses air pressure, compartment will open overhead, and an oxygen mask will fall from the ceiling. And the instructions, no matter what airline you're flying, are always the same. Parents, put your mask on first. Make sure you're breathing. Make sure you're doing what you need to do to take care of yourself. We as parents, we as adults, we feel uncertain too. We feel angry. We feel afraid. It's okay to feel how we're feeling. This is how we should be feeling it. It's very natural to feel what we're feeling now in response to this madness. So make sure you're doing what you can to take care of yourself. I shared some resources last time. There's Element of Discovery, which is a BIPOC-led collaborative of therapists, and their number is 303-881-1101. 303-881-1101. And then the Colorado Crisis Line again, 844-493-8255. So do what you need to do to take care of yourself.